I played pretty well. I mean, it's definitely better than last year. Definitely better than my rookie year. You know, that's my goal, just to get better every year. I feel like I've done that.
What are some of the things then that you point to that make you think this is better, that's better? What do you evaluate yourself on?
Just the way I finish blocks, you know. I'm downfield trying to finish on safety. The game is slower to me now. You know, it's not as hard to get through a game as it was once before. And your technique's a little better. You know, I've improved in all fields, but still have a long way to go to be great, which is that's where I want to be.
So life is an experience thing to you. You're in your third year, that it makes it a little easier then.
Experience is the best quality, in my opinion.
When you set out at the beginning of the year to kind of take your game to the next level, was that more of an on-field performance thing? Was it coming off the suspension, just wanting to prove yourself accountable? You've had help here, but is it more on the field or off the field that you're proud of?
I think a little bit of both. You know, I was – the last year deal, it was an off-the-field issue. It wasn't an on-the-field issue. You know, on the field, I did okay. I played pretty well, you know. In the locker room, I was always a good teammate. I voted team captain last year also. So, you know, it was just some decisions I had to make in my personal life, you know, some habits I had to break. And, you know, I've always gave football my all, and, you know, I'll continue to get better as long as I approach it that way.
The decisions not to come out in games where you've been hurting pretty bad, how much is it just wanting to be a Warrior and be out there, and how much is it you know how important you are to the success of the offense and being a captain of this team?
I think it's a little bit of both, you know, and it's heart, you know. After all, it's just heart, you know, because when your body feels pain, you automatically want to shut down, and it's not an easy thing to play through, especially when you're playing against people who get paid millions to beat you, you know, and when you're less than 100%, it makes it that much harder. And, you know, I just feel like for me to be a huge asset to this team, I have to play hurt. And I have to be able to finish games.
Does that carry over to your teammate? London could probably say the same thing, right?
Where he's coming out. Oh yeah. See, I can't even touch London. I mean, he done started every game, 15 years? So that's unbelievable.
When your coordinator says he thinks you're one of the best tackles in the league and you're starting to get buzzed for the Pro Bowl, does that mean anything to you? Do you care about that right now?
Of course, I'd be lying to say it doesn't mean anything. Yeah, of course, it means a lot. It means that my hard work is finally getting recognized and finally paying off. You know, as a player, you strive to be great. And, you know, this is just a process of that. You know, 5 years down the line, I wanted to be a consensus that I am the best tackle in the game. And, you know, I'm going to continue to work hard until I reach that goal.
Robert says that he's offered to go into the training room and rub your leg if you need be to make sure you're out there. Has he made that offer to you?
Yeah, he told me about that offer. I told him he can keep that because I didn't want people to get the wrong perception.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
So then just get the record straight, he has or has not rubbed your leg?
Has not rubbed my leg.
And at no time will he?
At no time will he touch my upper thigh. Definitely not.
Just searching for facts.
You said a couple weeks ago that you don't like looking at film from your rookie year, your second year, because you're that much different. What's changed the most in your game?
It's everything changed in my game, you know, and my approach to the game has changed. My knowledge of the game has changed. And I by looking at my film from a couple years ago, it's just – I'm ashamed of it. I'm embarrassed by it, to be quite honest.